My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
The football playoffs squeezed into one small cup.
How about that team win?
Yay! Track the playoffs now. This is 7 in Heaven.
Down and dirty. There it is. It's time for week 2, 7 in Heaven. I'm going to get to these calls here. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, Rodney McLeod in studio, 9 o'clock. 1 hour from now, John Greco. Lima, you want to do the honors? I did them last week.
Yeah, I had a question before we get into this about the 7 in Heaven.
Okay.
Just because. I know it's pretty straightforward. You pick out where you think the teams will end up.
Exactly.
We reinforce.
It's not a power ranking.
We reinforce. It is now not a power ranking. But okay. With that said, how are you taking into account these early weeks, knowing that me and you have kind of talked about how this resembles teams kind of going through the motions?
That's the
preseason,
fun of it. That's the fun of it.
Not
it makes
knowing,
it harder.
Like, how are you not overreacting to the results?
Go ahead.
Well, for instance, I'll just start it out. Like, I have the Chiefs at number one. They have barely been 2-0. Easily could be 0-2 so far. Travis Kelce doesn't look like the same player, but yet I don't want to overreact to the first 2 weeks. I have them number one. Number two, I have the Buffalo Bills. They had a come-from-behind win in week one and then looked nothing short of dominant with their Thursday night performance over the Miami Dolphins in week two. Number three, I'm not going AFC North right now. Considering the carnage in the division and how tightly packed I think the teams are, I have the Houston Texans, and they right now are the only team with a win in their division, the AFC South. All three other teams are 0-2. And then finally, I have the 0-2 Baltimore Ravens as the number four seed. And I have them at number four. They could easily be 2-0. Instead, they are 0-2. They coughed up a terrible game in their loss this week. We get to the wild cards. Boy, was this challenging.
Yeah.
I had the Steelers last week, and I, again, was not blown away by them. They played a rookie quarterback in the Denver Broncos. It was an ugly, ugly, ugly second half. They took advantage of Bo Nix in a big way, but I will have the Steelers right now as that first wild card team. And then, ladies and gentlemen, emerging out of the abyss after their week one humiliating loss to the Dallas Cowboys, I have the Cleveland Browns at number six. And a lot of this is because, too, I see them racking up, or as my partner Ken Carman likes to say, I have the Browns stacking wins that, over the next month.
That is code for he and Keith have texted about me saying that term, so now I have to stop.
I think it's become a universal term. You don't just want to win one game here or there. Kenny, what do you want to do?
It's like, hey, you got to stack the hay.
You want to keep stacking.
Barn. Yeah.
You want to put one after the other. Yep.
Got to get it in the barn.
Got to get it in the proverbial barn. And then, boy, the AFC all of a sudden looks a lot weaker than I thought it was. I have the Chargers.
Wow.
My final team in seventh in heaven.
Didn't you have the Broncos in there last week?
I did. Wait a second. Do I have enough teams? Yes, I do. I want to make sure I have enough teams. Well, I had the Broncos.
See,
but the deal was I had two teams facing off. So one of them had to lose and look bad. And it does not surprise me
exactly
that Bo Nix struggled in his second career game against the defense the likes of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
This is exactly why I scoff and or laugh at those last week who agreed with you. Because I knew, guys, you know he's going to turn his back on you, and he does. I was proud of Lima for picking Pittsburgh again, number five, because I'm like, okay, because you can't just jump off with one win.
Yeah.
You can't, or one loss. You can't just say a team's going to be garbage. But to put Denver in there at the very beginning where Bo Nix still hasn't thrown a touchdown pass?
Correct.
Okay.
Now, he had some big drops against the Steelers. He absolutely should have had one.
To drop Denver out of there, they should have been there in the first place. So the people are going, you know, Tone's right. Are they? Is he? No, he's not.
Well, so what you think I'm the way to do 7-7 in the future is only pick teams that are supposed to make the playoffs?
No,
you put
teams that you believe are going to make the playoffs. It should be hard to put them in. It should be hard to take them out.
Well, I told you, I'm a big believer in Sean Payton, but they needed to win one of the first two games because I'm looking at their schedule. It's going to get really, really tough, and now they don't have that confidence. Had they have just simply won their opener against Seattle, which they certainly could have, you know, maybe it's a different story.
Well, let's see here. 1-0, 1-1, 0-1. Now I got to redo this whole thing. Thanks a lot. 1-0. It's weird. You and I both just took two 0-1 teams and are 7-7, which is odd. Because I'm like, well, you can't take any 0-1 teams. You're going to do that. But either way. All right. So it's just I have zero faith in Sean Payton in Denver. And I thought that was silly. Just like I still don't have faith in the Pittsburgh Steelers that they're going to make the playoffs. I play the long game. I was right in 2020. Here we go. Number one, Kansas City. Number two, Houston. I still think that they're going to get the number two seed.
Wow.
Number three, Buffalo. They won't die. I don't like their defense. I don't like their defense, but I have them as a division winner because I don't know if you saw the Patriots game. I think that things got very real very quick for the Patriots. And I just don't believe that Aaron Rodgers is going to win everything for the New York Jets. I do not. I refuse to believe it. I won't believe it. It ain't going to happen. I don't care. I think that the Buffalo Bills, out of default, end up winning that division there. So here we go. Number four is Baltimore, still at 0-2. It's still at 0-2. Number five, I bumped up the Chargers two spots to number five. They're going to run their way into the playoffs, I think, as long as Justin Herbert stays healthy.
Man, J.K. Dobbins, we didn't talk enough. Oh, wow. Obviously, we were celebrating the Browns.
You better believe it.
He looked fresh and ready to roll.
This is going to be a controversial take. They looked as good. I thought they looked as good offensively as they're going to look with Jamar Chase losing his mind and no T. Higgins. He made Mike Gesicki a target. The Chiefs always find a way to win. I'm still going to put the Bengals at 0-2. I'm going to put them at number six. And number seven, I want to see. I can't just drop them completely out. I'm going to put Miami at number seven. As of right now,
really?
But they're teetering. Yeah, I still got Miami at number seven. I can't just put the Browns back in the playoffs. I didn't have them in the playoffs last week. I can't put them in the top seven just because they were able to, in the second half, slop their way defensively, a good defensive game, slop their way to a defensive win against the Jaguars, who I think they're staring 0-4 right in the face. They have a very difficult schedule ahead of them. They needed the win against the Dolphins. Then they really needed the win against us. They are at Buffalo and at Houston.
Well, I was going to ask you, and it's good that you said that, because it definitely adds clarity. I was going to ask Browns fans in general, what if Jacksonville is terrible? What if Trevor Lawrence is, man, he looked terrible for a half, and then I guess he got some of his bearings back.
I guess it means they're moving to London.
Yeah, right. And it obviously wasn't going to be easy against Myles Garrett. He can make every quarterback's life a living hell. But if Jacksonville's just not good at all, what does that do to how we feel about the Browns?
I don't think it changes how I feel about the Browns. I mean, the Browns.
Okay, well, I think that's fair. That's what I wanted to know from Browns fans.
Like, I don't see it. Like, if Ohio State would have struggled against Western Michigan and won by 10 or something like that, like people, they have that. But the margins are still for between good and bad are still so thin in the NFL. Remember, the Browns, as bad as they were at one point, had several chances to win games during the 1-15, 0-16 season. And they didn't do it. The margins are thin, no matter what we want to say. So, like, even this week, I don't know what the spread is for the Giants. The Giants are a hapless organization. I can't just guarantee victory.
Was it 6.5?
Ooh, gosh, that is kind of a strong number. For a team that struggled offensively like the Browns here, that's a pretty big number there, bud. Either way.
I've got 6.5 right here.
Yeah, just because.
We are at home.
Yeah, just because the Jags might start off 0-4, and it looks like they could. I don't know. It's hard for me to believe a team like that's going to start off 0-4. I think they could split one of those. But even if they do start off 0-4, it doesn't change the way I feel about the Browns. My feeling about the Browns right now is about execution, and right now it's poor. I know we got to go over this orbit motion with Rodney McLeod at 9 o'clock. And some of the calls that are being made. I know Nathan was on Afternoon Drive yesterday. He was beside himself with some of the silliness there because he believes that it's a call that's not going to be called here halfway through the season. I tend to agree with him on that. But still, double-digit penalties again, not being able to protect the quarterback with any consistency, but the quarterback doing his best to stay in the pocket I liked. Defensively, there was a lot of things that I really liked anyway. I don't like some of the injuries there. I get nervous about that. But, yeah just because they won the game doesn't mean we're through the woods here and that everything's going to be peaches and ice cream.
Mm-mm. Well, that's going to be really interesting how we talk about all these games coming up because they're going to be favored against the Giants, they are, the Raiders, and Washington. And if they simply win all those games, I'll tell you, it'll get really weird because locally we're going to be doing pep rally radio, even if those wins are ugly. Because when do the Browns ever really start out 4-1? But nationally, no one's going to give the Browns credit because you know the only game most of the fans will have seen nationally is the game against the Cowboys. And if you said, like you said, Trevor Lawrence and Jacksonville's 0-4 and the Giants are 0-4 and you just go up and down, the Browns are going to get no national credit for a hot start.
They got to go earn it. And the next chance they get, the only chances they're going to get to earn it are stringing together wins to where it's undeniable that they're good. Or when's the next time they play on a stage that's big?
Would it be Philly?
It's still a 1 o'clock game.
Right.
It's Philly, and so both are strong football markets, so it'll probably be seen by a nice amount of people, but that's still, I mean, you have 1 o'clock games. The Raiders game's at 425. Great. I got to take a look at the schedule and see how many 425 games there are. I think there were, 10 1 o'clock games on Sunday?
Yeah.
So if you have, 425 games out there, I don't think you're going to get 4 or 5. But if you have that amount, if you have more than two, it's probably going to get caught in the wash there, depending on what the record is with both of those football teams. And it might not be as strong. But, I mean, to beat the Philadelphia Eagles is going to take a quality effort, my God.
On the road.
Yeah, and I do think that Washington's going to fight you. I do think that that's a well coach. That's a good coach there who's getting another crack at things, and I think that they're going to fight you on this.
I'm not saying these matchups could all end up being good matchups. I mean, Gardner Minshew went toe-to-toe with you last year and arguably
should have
been.
That yesterday.
So yeah, of course, it's the NFL. Games are going to be close. I just mean we're gonna have to hunker down because we could be 4-1 and still in every pundit's power rankings, the Browns might not be up there.
Minshew finds a way to surprise everybody in the early stages of every team he takes over. Like, there's always some new little wrinkle there. He gets figured out and then things go straight to hell. But he always finds a way to startle some people. Yeah, what do you got?
Against the Raiders, there are two CBS 425 games. It is Browns Raiders or Chiefs Chargers.
No Fox?
There are two Fox games. They're both 405.
So that's one of four. Okay, so you're one of four right there. Yeah, you're probably going to be You're probably going to be caught in the
Commanders,
wash there.
Cardinals, Pats, Niners.
There will be a lot of Browns fans in Las Vegas, which I have a theory about that for later on. 216-474-0092. All right, I will get back to you guys on this. Are you okay with Deshaun Watson being a facilitator right now? That's Kevin Stefanski yesterday after the Browns win, talking to the assembled media around noon. Rodney McLeod, his safety, he'll be here coming up at 9 o'clock live and in studio. And in Fix My Life, if you've ever seen Kingpin, you would feel the same way Big Earn felt when he was watching Roy Munson eat his oatmeal. That coming up at 7:45. 216-474-0092. Before we get to whether or not we're okay with Deshaun being a facilitator, I said civil, I meant civic. Sorry, it was a brain fart considering everything we've talked about over the last couple of weeks. Lima, they're talking about closing Burke Lakefront Airport. I've said for a long time I'll believe it when I see it. I didn't think we'd ever see it. Is there a possibility of this happening?
It definitely seems like there's a possibility because you have some of the big power players in Northeast Ohio finally aligned, at least from what I saw, aligned over the last few months, and then that being crystallized yesterday with some of that discussion emerging. I think absolutely there's a chance this goes down.
So if they were to do that, I've already saw Daryl's tweet where it said, like, nope, there's no stadium that's going to be built on there. They believe that's not feasible to do.
Yeah, I mean, who cares, right? The whole point is getting rid of that. The first and foremost, before we care about where a stadium goes, I thought everybody had the same interests here, that if we are going to get real revitalization on the waterfront, it starts with Burke Lakefront Airport getting torn out of there.
What are the pros? I mean, Lima, I mean, you're a mover and shaker with the people downtown. Yeah, you are. I mean, you know a lot of things, but you know a lot of things before a lot of other people do. What are the advantages of the Burke?
Well, it's just for having it removed.
Yes. Well, no. For right there. What are the advantages?
Yeah, I mean, this is funny because I didn't know that we cared so much about the ability of the Saudi princesses or the princes and princesses to get into Northeast Ohio so they can have their surgeries. I did not know that was something that we were all relying on our region to go forward.
Reckless speculation on this?
Do we go reckless?
So forever, the Cleveland Clinic, and this is interesting because I know we have some movers and shakers that are listening because, boy, did I get some texts from them over the last 24 hours regarding this. But what about the VIPs and their surgeries? What are they going to do? They'll go 15 minutes outside of their comfort zone, and that's what they'll do, and they'll still get those amazing surgeries. Like, what are we talking about here? And haven't we opened up Cleveland Clinic hubs in the Middle East for this very reason anyway?
I have no idea.
So I love this. I love this as if this is the reason we shouldn't tear up that ridiculous misuse of property in the region.
But
like, I couldn't believe what I was seeing yesterday.
But immediately, I should say, these are things I didn't know, so I have to look at it. This is why I asked you, though, right? So yeah. I have to ask you, so there's no, even if they did this, nothing about a new football stadium there at all. So get that out of our heads?
Well, I was always told that just wasn't necessarily feasible because of the land. The similarly to a lot of the lakefront development that has always been stalled out, and how grandiose we can get with some of the planning just based on the physical land, right? The physical land that landfill is just not good for something like that.
Okay, because I didn't.
I mean, that's just what I've always heard.
But wasn't the old stadium built on a landfill anyway?
Yeah, and it's not really what you'd want going forward, especially with, you know, how that land could be used otherwise. Like, imagine all of a sudden, like, you know, Chicago is always what we look at, like how we dropped the ball and Chicago took off into the 30s, 40s, 50s going forward is because we never truly did, you know, use our lakefront to it.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? an easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Its capabilities, and we're sitting here in the 2020s, and there's nothing on our lakefront for this stretch of miles that would be miraculous, that could have meant more tourism, that could have meant more real development, which could have in turn meant more tax dollars for the county and the city. And it's just sitting there, we're staring at an airport that barely gets used.
216-474-0092. Yeah, I mean, well, the air show is pretty, but that's basically the best thing I could say. I mean, the Blue Angels were pretty kick-ass a few weeks ago.
The
but
air
again,
show
that's,
is awesome.
That's all
the
I got.
The air show is,
or of course,
is awesome. It's also one weekend out of the year.
They could also fly out of Hopkins if they really wanted to, couldn't they? Could they? Owen?
Well,
you're in the Air Force.
Yeah, I think the ability, it's a little different there, security-wise stuff, but I don't want to speak on all that. I've done air shows at airports. They're generally not as big as Hopkins, even though I know we don't think of Hopkins as one of the sprawling airports, but just the ability for people to set, I guess you could be at the IX Center or that location to watch it all happen.
But I'm saying you can't, because it is close, you can't have them out of Hopkins and be along the lakefront, or is that impossible? I have no idea. I'm asking stupid questions because I don't know.
Where part of the air show is not just watching the flying, it's also the static displays where you walk up and see a lot of the stuff.
Oh, okay. That's That's a good point then. Fine, I'll take it. 216-474-0092. Yeah, I just had to bring in that civic thought to things because, boy, it's really picked up. And the first thing I think a lot of sports fans thought is, hey, we could save Lakefront and have the football stadium there where Burke Lakefront is, and then we could go ahead and do with whatever we want to do with the land where the stadium is right now. Daryl, maybe we'll get asked this question on Friday. We'll monitor it because we're just monitoring it here seemingly every week. Something new comes out. It's the way it goes. All right. So Amanda Guerra of CBS had pointed out that he had said he's a facilitator. Deshaun Watson said he can facilitate in this offense. A lot of people in a row. I've chosen to not ignore what the past was, but also to accept what the reality is and what the future is. Lima, I don't think we're making anybody happy right now about the Deshaun Watson conversation, because I got Deshaun Watson defenders saying, how could you? And I have the haters out there saying, how could you? How could you hold him to that standard?
You're right. Because what we have basically been saying is, if you are a Deshaun Watson apologist, we are telling you that he's never going to be most likely what he was in Houston, which was a top five quarterback. If you are a Deshaun Watson hater and, dare I say, a Baker bro, and I know we still have many of those listening, he's been outstanding so far. He's only been one of the great stories of the NFL through not only last year making the postseason, winning a playoff game, but for the first 2 weeks this year. Well, if we are going the opposite way, then we sound like we're dooming the Cleveland Browns. We're doing neither. We're trying to, at least I can't speak for you entirely, Kenny, but I think we're on the same page.
That's not dooming the Browns. Being a playoff team is not doomed.
Well, yeah, they made the playoffs last year with Joe Flacco. They could certainly make the playoffs this year with Deshaun Watson continuously getting better in this system.
Like, I can't see a situation, unless they were to go out and they get a wild card and they just get boat raced. I don't know how that's going to play out. I mean, we're being very specific about coulda, woulda, shoulda's here, guys. I'm not going to sit here and do the whataboutism, but let's call it what it is. If the offense can continue to improve, because I don't know if they could have got worse than what they were against Dallas, but if they continue to improve, which they did incrementally last week, then you should be able to be better as time goes on. Your defense has been able to be okay, because I thought the defense was better than what it showed against the Dallas Cowboys. A lot of stats and a lot of figures back me up on that. And then last week against Jacksonville, or a couple days ago against Jacksonville, they were really, really good. It seemed that some things did start to get figured out by Trevor Lawrence, but I think it was too little too late for them. If you continue to do this, I don't understand the problem either way. Where the people who are defending him, you are just blind at this point and don't want to see the reality of the matter. And for the people there who just can't seem to get over the fact that they paid the $230 million and they gave up the 3 first-round picks, and we are never going to get to that level of play of what they paid for, then you're never going to be happy and you're never going to see the reality of it. The reality of it is this. It's exactly what he said he was. He told her the truth. He told her the truth. As of now, and I think that as of the future, he's a facilitator quarterback.
Well, just to step in quickly,
please.
Ken, this is a little bit in defiance of what he had said when he was asked right before the season, where he said he still thinks he's elite. So if you were expecting him to be elite, but now he's saying facilitator, I understand why that would upset some people.
But I didn't believe him then. I said a guy should go ahead and decide that I think every quarterback should have some confidence in him. So I wasn't going to knock him for being confident. But I didn't believe him then, Tone. I didn't believe it then. I didn't think that that was a realistic thing at all. So I thought, okay, what is he realistically from my outside view? I think he's a facilitating quarterback. Is he worth the money? No. Is he the worst quarterback in the world? No.
Although, here's where I'm holding out hope. Man, those escapes were back. Week one, we're like, has he lost some athleticism? No, he hasn't.
You and I did not say that.
But it was brought up, and I'm like, let's wait on that. And then, boom, week two, he had 2 or 3 of the best escapes you've ever seen. And for him, it's just part of his highlight reel that he's had. You know, go back to the Houston days. My God, he was Harry Houdini. You saw some of that again. Now, the difference is he had those escapes, and then it was a 5-yard pass. that seemed to have a lot of work involved. The old Deshaun Watson had those escapes, and it was 65-yard bombs. Let's see if we can get those going again.
Yeah, I don't think that I think some of that stuff is just going to be gone. I think that the book is out on him, and as of right now, I think the book being out on him, but him making adjustments to the book being out, I think is fine. I'm going to take that. Because if I look towards what Deshaun Watson has done his entire career, and this is what really kind of – this is what just kind of throws me off here. Is that, well, he can't beat this team and he can't beat that team and he's not worth the money. All right, well, guys, what type of lead did he have against Kansas City and then it'll be losing by 20? Wasn't it back in 2020? Weren't they up 24-0 against Kansas City?
Yeah,
21-0 against Kansas City and they lost that game. I know they beat Buffalo the week before. All right, they beat Buffalo the week before in 2020. Things have changed. Now the only guy it seems Josh Allen loses to is Patrick Mahomes. But Patrick Mahomes beats just about everybody. He beats just about everybody. So for Deshaun Watson and what he's done throughout his career, which it's been, what, 4 years since he's played in a playoff game here, maybe we'll see when that time comes. But to sit there and give me the whole thing, well, that doesn't pay for beating Patrick Mahomes. He didn't beat Patrick Mahomes before. He didn't beat him then when he was Superman. I'm just being as realistic as possible about what I can expect out of him, which is still a decent amount.
Boy. Anytime you throw up Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, it almost makes every discussion in NFL City, every other one, not just Cleveland, seem hopeless. Because you see how easy Patrick Mahomes, no matter what the score is, if he's down a score every time in the fourth quarter, how easy his winning drives are.
Yes.
Look at how easy it was against Cincinnati. Look at how easy it was against the 49ers on multiple occasions. And he's done it against Burrow. It's just is that easy for him. So what? Is the rest of the NFL supposed to just be discouraged? Should we just give up?
Should we
just not have fun watching our Browns?
If you want to be fatalistic about it and say that there is no other thing that you will accept other than the Super Bowl, then don't watch him on Sunday. Don't watch him the Sunday after that, because then you're going to get to Patrick Mahomes and there's going to have to be luck and there's going to have to be advantages that you take and there are going to have to be some things that they do poorly for you to be able to get over on them. Like, I'm not going to tell you that Patrick Mahomes isn't going to win every single Super Bowl. Kansas City ain't going to win every single Super Bowl, but they're going to get damn close. And you know how powerful Mahomes is when I call him Patrick Mahomes and I don't even call him Kansas City. I say Mahomes first, not Kansas City. That's how powerful it is. If we wanted to be nasty about it, I could sit there and go, yeah, there's 31 other teams that are just kind of going through the motions, and then there's Kansas City until things change. And I don't want to sit there and wish injury on anybody, and this isn't a wish, until the guy gets hurt. That's it. 216-474-0092. Is it okay for him to be a system-facilitating quarterback? John Greco at 8 o'clock, and in the words of Big Earn from Kingpin, why don't you take that outside and finish it out there?
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
All right, so I did something this morning that I think Kenny was really annoyed with, and it impacted the show in a big way. Kenny, why don't you let him know what exactly it was?
Well, I was trying not to be that annoyed because I didn't want to start the show off on the wrong foot. I didn't want to have an argument before the show. So I just decided to do what I thought was the right thing. I put you on mute, asked Owen. Owen felt that he was distracted by it. And so I decided to hang up on you and then send you a text. And the text was simple, where all it had said was, please finish your breakfast and call me back. I'm sorry I cannot do the slurping.
So why did you hang up and not just tell me that?
Because I didn't want you to take it the wrong way, and I didn't want it to be nasty. I didn't want it to turn into a big thing. I thought you might get annoyed, and I figured this was probably the easiest way. It still turned into a big thing because you never called me back because you got upset. At least it felt like you got upset.
That's actually not what happened. What happened was my phone was on Do Not Disturb, and then I had to help out with the kids who puking and had 102 fever over the last 2 days.
Oh, God.
While my wife has dealt with her health issue as well, and so I didn't have access to you at that point. I had to go upstairs and help out, and so I kind of thought it was funny. I'm like, oh yeah, I know. I had to scarf down my food because I had a limited amount of time. And so I'm like, oh yeah, that probably sounded really bad. But then you didn't say anything,
it
so I had no idea.
It sounded awful. awful. I'm like, the noises that you made. And I'm sitting there going, I can't be the only one. And I turned off the phone and I said, Owen?
I was not only cutting audio, but listening to other stuff. And it was louder than all the things that I had my headphones on for. Ken was just, he goes, can you do this anymore? I go, no.
So if we find ourselves in these situations again, do we have to abstain from any sort of breakfast before shows?
Oh, I was just going to say loud noises, because I was going to ask you, what am I supposed to do when you start talking about fifth grade football and I can't get out of the conversation because I'm trapped in a room with you?
See, now it becomes, then you just tell me to shut up and we'll talk about the show coming up.
I can't just hang up on you like you hung up on me. I would have to actually tell you.
Well, why would I tell you about fifth grade football over the phone?
Which is, well, no, the point was we were getting ready for the show and you were so annoyed by something, and instead of just telling me, you hung up the phone.
Yeah, because I was trying to do it the nice way and not be nasty about it. I was hoping it wouldn't come over nasty.
The nice way, Anthony.
I really thought it was going to be nicer than me going, hey, could you stop eating? Well, I'm going to tell a guy to stop eating while he's
right,
eating. That would be terrible.
I just typically, when you start going on in the loudest voice possible about your football games, I just sit there and wait for you guys to be done because I don't want to be mean about it.
We are fixing your life. We are not talking about the fifth grade football games. And by the way,
This is the first time in recent show history that we're not talking about Ken's kids and their football games.
Wait a minute. I haven't said anything on the air today. I mentioned it briefly yesterday on the air. That's all.
Oh, I didn't know if you want to take people behind the curtain on what every day is like for me while I'm sitting in the studio. So as enraged as you probably were while I was eating for the 3 minutes that you decided to listen to that, not tell me, maybe could you not do that, and you hung up on me, I have to endure the football talk. Now, yesterday I did watch your highlights, and the highlights were miraculous.
You didn't
want to
see
it. Kids.
Oh, now the truth comes out. This was
I was talking about
breakfast.
Ken sprinting down the sidelines in a way I've never seen Ken that
so
active,
excited.
And that actually brought a smile to my face.
I was so excited. Either way. So what are we, at a standstill where I'm going to say, I won't talk about fifth grade football as long as you don't eat your breakfast
off,
over
yes.
the phone? Yeah. Are we in a standoff here?
We both do really annoying things, and we both have different ways of dealing with it.
How is talking about youth football the annoying thing?
When it is drowning out the rest of the studio while Mitch tries to come in and tell me what we're going to do for About Last Night.
Len, I'm sorry.
And I'm hearing, she was crazy. She was losing her mind. Why will she stop texting the whole group? She's a mad woman. Anthony, I'm just trying to find out what clip we're trying to put in for the next segment.
Well, I can't help it. He's quiet. Okay? I can't help it on there. All right, let me get to Keith Britton. Hello, Keith.
Yeah, I got to add something in here. I might have been given a heads up on the lime eating breakfast in the phone this morning, but I will say that is one of the most annoying things that anybody can do is when they use either Bluetooth or speakerphone, and they're either eating, clanging dishes around, opening chip bags. I mean, it's the loudest damn thing in the world.
It's
the most obnoxious thing.
I hang up
on my wife when she does it. I say, call me back when you're done. I can't take it.
So wait a minute. I'm in the right here.
Absolutely.
Okay.
If you're going to make that much noise on the phone, just don't call the person. Just wait until after you're done.
Yeah, that's all I wanted to. I was like, he can finish it. Because I didn't want to sit there and go, hey,
can
you
have
not
a real conversation? I can't concentrate if somebody is just clanging. I can't even hear myself talk.
I swear to God on my kids, which that's another annoying thing that I do in front of Lyman that he hates and he texts Keith about. I swear to God, I thought I was doing the nice thing and going, hey, there was a disconnection. I'll hang up and I'll text him. Because I just figured, I was like, would I want to, hey, could you stop eating your food right there?
Yeah,
like,
no
one wants to hear that.
There's no niceties necessary there. I just tell the person straight out, just quit what you're doing or I'll call you back. Like, I'm not going to sit there and listen to you chomp on food.
Yes, that's what it was also the other noise that he was making. I don't even want to say the word. There was a sucking sound going on, a slurping sound going on, Keith.
I had a very limited time because kid situation that I had. This was the time we had, and Ken decided the best way to utilize that time was to hang up. And so he hung up, and then I had to go do other things.
Because
so
I
that
thought,
was it.
I thought that was the nice way to go about marble mouth across
it
the
might have been.
Doing
I
the
do,
meeting
I
now
do feel sorry.
On air.
I will add in, I do feel sorry for Lyman because he's the only guy that's ever been through this. So I'll leave you with that.
Keith, thank you very much. Keith Britton on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
I mean, I thought it was fine. I thought it was fine.
Out.
It's just that was the time you had with me, and you decided to hang up the phone. So, well, that was all we got.
I was trying to be the nice guy about it. That's what I was trying to do.
You were. It was, and that was totally fine, but
Didn't see that it was totally fine. You keep bringing it up. You keep deciding. You keep saying that I decided to
use the whole segment for it. So wait a second.
Well, was it?
This was the time we have this segment, and that was the time we had before the show.
Oh.
And that's how you wanted to utilize it. That's fine. And tomorrow, it'll be back to fifth grade football. Every single break. Every single one.
I might bring fifth it up once football. In a show. I might bring it up once.
Oh, I'm talking about before the show, during
will,
the show.
It will
every
never,
segment between
okay.
the shows.
If
with
you,
Rodney McLeod, I'm sure you'll be talking with him
if
about it today.
You,
we got to get our defense fixed.
No, our defense is okay. It's our offensive splits that are a problem right now. I mean, we got to get that figured out here. All right, I'll never bring it up again. I'll never bring it up again in front of you.
Then this was the best FML in the history of the show. Because we finally accomplished something that we've all wanted to accomplish.
He always finds a way. That's why he's a slippery wizard. All right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.